Now, porridge is often associated with gruel, insipid, flavourless, something that transports us into the dark corners of Dickensian London. Please, sir, can I have some more? But each year, this food form and the noble oat is celebrated at the World Porridge Making Championship in the Scottish village of Carbridge. That global competition, a pageant of porridge, is the subject of a film showing at this month's UK Film Festival here in Australia, and it features contestants from all over the world. The Melbourne food writer and designer, Caroline Velick, who I'm delighted to say joins us now, was a one-time winner of this award. Caroline, thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about the World Porridge Making Championship, because I'm talking about it as if it's a bit of fun, but this contest is taken very seriously.
It is taken very seriously, and I think that the film captures the essence of the competition and the villagers, and it's charming and it's a bit nostalgic and it taps into our yearning for simpler times and people's kindness, and yet it also is incredibly competitive.
That film is very charming, isn't it? I mean, it brings together this group of characters, which is right out of Scottish central casting.
Yes.
It's local hero meets Braveheart, meets Postman Pat, meets the Great British Bake Off. And it's an Australian-made film. It's a lovely portrait of the festival and the competition.
It is, and having been there twice, I can tell you that the film captures it exactly what it's like. The people are as you find them and could not be more genuine.
And tell me about the competition and tell me about this award that you won with a very sort of delicious-sounding porridge.
Oh, yes. Well, so the competition, in fact, in the film, you'll only see the traditional porridge part of the competition. But in fact, when you're there, and if anybody, you know, has been there or has watched the live stream, you're actually cooking two different porridges at the same time. And you have a 30-minute time in which to do it on two gas burners in this small village hall. So it's pretty hectic. And you're also trying to do something to catch the judges' attention. So the award that I won for the best specialty porridge, I made a jaffle, which is an Australian invention, and I filled it with porridge and, you know, gave it a few tweaks with Australian ingredients. So, yeah, that's what I did.
Well, tell us about those ingredients, because I've got them here in front of me and they sound really yummy, frankly.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, it is actually pretty delicious. So, I was trying to showcase Australian ingredients, probably a bit of our heritage. You know, taking it all the way to Scotland, you want something that is, in my mind, representative of Australia. So I tapped into our sort of outback camping theme with the jaffles, and I used Bundaberg rum with bananas, so made like a caramel bananas with a splash of Bundy. And then I also put in some wattle seed extract, which is a really delicious sort of chocolatey coffee indigenous ingredient. And then once the jaffles came out of the jaffle iron, I tossed them in sugar with some Davidson plum powder.
It just sounds delicious. Yeah. And I think you got this partly from your mum, is that right?
Yeah. It was growing up, my mum used to make us caramelised bananas, and my parents weren't drinkers, they were teetotalers, but I always remember this little hip flask of Bundy in the cupboard, and we had a little bit of a splash. So, it was quite nostalgic for me, which I actually felt really fitted the nostalgia of the competition.
It's funny how porridge brings back memories, isn't it? My grandma used to give me porridge with salt when I was ill, and I hated it.
But I
never told her that. The World Porridge Making Championship has been captured on this film, and the film is called The Golden Spurtle. That's a word I've never heard of. What's a spurtle?
So the spurtle is the utensil that you stir the porridge with, and it's basically like a stick with a rounded end, and it's just a traditional implement. Pretty much everyone uses it in the competition. You're meant to stir in a clockwise direction, and it's meant to stop the porridge from being lumpy. Just stir it and make it creamy.
I've heard that rather controversially, you did not use the spurtle.
Well, no, I used the spurtle, but Sven, who won the traditional category this year, he didn't use the spurtle.
Ooh.
Yes, I know. And clearly it didn't matter because
was that
won.
A highly controversial moment in the World Porridge Championship?
Very controversial, yes.
Are you going to defend your title? If so, are you going to give us a little preview of the recipe?
I think I'm done. I feel incredibly satisfied with my achievement. It felt like, you know, something that I just wanted to, you know, to get out of my system. However, I think now it's with me forever. But no, I don't think I'll be going back.
Caroline Vellick, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra. I am off to have a bowl of porridge.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.